Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the weekly Take Action podcast. My name's Warren Lance, and are you guys ever in for a treat this week? We have two dynamic young men that are just in massive momentum right now with Isagenics, and it's exciting what's going on. In fact, these two guys are members of the Start 1000. So for those of you that don't know what that means, they're earning a six-figure income with Isagenics, which is fantastic. They've both been in sales their entire life. The one guy has actually lived in 86 countries doing marketing and sales. So, I mean, that's kind of interesting what he was doing there, and I'll have him share that. But these two guys actually met up in the UK. They're both working for a large fitness company doing sales and business development, and they ended up becoming best mates. And obviously, they ended up in Isagenics, and they've been in now about a year and a half, and they've gone 4-star Golden Circle. They got some tremendous results quickly, and then they plateaued. But in the last 60 days, let me tell you, their business is exploding. And that's really what our call today is all about, is breaking through plateaus. So it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the line this evening Peter Jordan and Bruce Blackwell. Welcome to the call, guys.
Thank you so much, Warren. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Warren. Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to have some fun. And I mean, before we get going, I got to ask, I mean, Bruce, 86 countries. You're part of the START movement, so you're a young guy, and you've already worked in 86 countries. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm on the top end of the START movement as far as age goes, but indeed, yeah, when I was I finished high school and went straight overseas in the wine industry, believe it or not, and I fell in love with traveling, and I found myself over the following 11-12 years overseas across those countries, and even taking part in university overseas as well. And I slowly found myself moving from that wine industry originally across into the fitness, sales and marketing industry. So it was a hell of an experience, and I fell in love with different cultures and being abroad. And I found, I think it was 2009, I ended up in the UK working as a marketing manager in a fitness company, and that's where I bumped into Peter Jordan, who was doing the same thing, and became pretty close mates over there.
Cool. Now, I understand also, Bruce, that you've this passion for wine consequently had you working in 86 countries, but since moving back to Australia, is it correct that you have your own wine label?
Yeah, that's was partly one of the reasons I decided to move back to Australia. Was I had a dream a long time ago with a couple of friends who are now my business partners to set up a wine label. And so that's why I made the move across from the UK in 2013 back to Australia. I've always wanted to, I guess, work for myself or have my own business, and had a passion for wine. And it was quite interesting when I got across. It wasn't much longer after that when Isagenics was introduced to me, and I just came to that realization that this is probably what's the most incredible profession that I could be a part of. And also, I guess, moreover from that, can assist my dreams with the wine industry as well, which was just such an amazing gift to come back to Australia to.
Wow. Well, I understand you set up in the Barossa Valley, and I got to tell you, some of my favorite wines come out of the Barossa Valley. Amazing Australian wines from that region. So that's really cool. And then your business partner, Peter Jordan, I mean, he also has been involved in sales, as you said, in the fitness industry. But prior to that, Peter, I understand that you were a telemarketer. You were selling over the phone, were you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, been in sales all my life across numerous different jobs and industries, and that's really where it all started for me. So I was probably about 18 or 19, and that was definitely a crash course in how to, perfect sales. And so it definitely set me up
Followed by that, I went into real estate. And then shortly after, went over to the UK, and that's where I really sort of sunk my teeth into the fitness industry, and obviously met Bruce over there as well, and we became really good mates. It was quite an adventure over there as well. Like we got to travel every 6 weeks to a different destination in the UK, where we promote health clubs over there. Definitely got some great experience both with the job but also traveling as well.
Well, I know you love traveling, but the reality is that I understand one of your biggest drives was actually working for yourself, because doing the 9-to-5 thing was never enough. Even though you got to travel, it still wasn't completely satisfying your entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it really was, when I spent that 3 years abroad, and then coming back to reality, so to speak, that's where I really realized that I wanted to do my own thing. And, no matter what job it was or how high the pay was or how successful I was, it never was what I wanted in life. Like, I always wanted, to have my own thing, to be my own boss, to do much bigger things with my life. And so that's where it kind of led to, Bruce and I really searching for something, because we were both in that mindset, like we wanted to desperately get out of our jobs, and that really started, taking its toll as well, because we just weren't happy with what we were doing on a daily basis. And so we started looking into so many different things. Like, we looked into developing apps, websites, we went to import-exporting seminars, we did business coaching courses. Like, you name it, we tried it, and we were doing that for probably at least 12 to 18 months probably. And so every single weekend, we would get together, including Bruce Donachie, who eventually introduced us to Isagenics, and we would get together on a weekend and we would talk about how disappointed we were with where we were at, but also tried to strategize different business ideas, and we kept coming up with the same challenges. And those three challenges was a lack of time, a lack of money, and a lack of skill set, really, to start our own thing from scratch to really be able to get us out of our job.
Interesting.
So that's where it all came about. And Bruce Donachie, he was introduced to Isagenics by Jackson Parr, him and Crystal Wilson. And we were the first two people that he came and approached. He said, "Boys, I've got the business. This is the one that we've been looking for." And he came over and he didn't really understand how to explain it. And we rejected him pretty coldly, and he walked away with his tail between his legs. But I decided to try the product. At the time, I really needed a health solution.
Yeah.
So had a obviously great result with that, but
what kind of results did you get during your initial month?
Yeah, so my first 30 days was a huge transformation. I think a big part of why I let myself go is because I really was unhappy with what I was doing with my life, and so I kind of got into partying too much and eating too much. So I definitely put on a lot of weight, and most of my weight usually goes to my stomach area. So I remember my before photos looks like I was about 6 months pregnant. but that was pretty embarrassing. But within that 30 days, I completely lost my stomach. I originally thought it was just a weight loss program, but it was everything else that went along with it, like the energy, the results I was getting in the gym, smashing PBs that I hadn't done in a very long time. So that's really when I knew that there was something special with this program.
And how about you, Bruce? What kind of results did you get in the first month?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a fantastic experience. I was very skeptical going at the beginning, to the point where it took Peter a lot of convincing. It was more to support him at the beginning with it. And so I jumped on board anyway and got going. I was around 100 kgs when I got back from the UK, where I was the same. I was a lot of eating, whining and dining in the UK. even though I was in the fitness industry. However, when I got back to Australia, I was doing a lot of running and swimming, and I dropped 4 or 5 kgs, but for 12 months, I just would not go past that. I was plateaued, which was quite frustrating. And what I found after using the system is quite quickly, I started shredding all that excess weight, and I dropped 7.5 kilos. So I was weighing down near 87, 88 kgs. And so absolutely stoked. And that happened quite quickly. But the biggest benefit, I think, for me, I think Pete just mentioned it as well, was the other byproducts of doing this. I had a lot more clarity. I also struggled to sleep prior, and I was sleeping all the way through. I wasn't going to bed early. I was actually staying awake later, but I was sleeping solidly all the way through and waking up energized, which is something that I can't remember even experiencing before. So those byproducts were just like, we just looked at each other after and said, I mean, this is amazing. These products are amazing. Oh.
They really are, and that's one of the biggest learns and lessons here, guys. You hear their excitement. It's really about more than just the weight loss, right? It's working out in the gym and getting personal bests. It is sleeping through the night and waking up in the morning and feeling awake and feeling rested, not just constantly exhausted. I mean, and then that's so important. When we introduce new people, it's always great to get 4 or 5 health goals. In addition to, like, sure, weight loss is great. I mean, I don't think I've ever met a woman, doesn't matter how fit she is, I mean, they still want to tighten up a kg or two. I mean, it just doesn't matter. So weight loss always comes up. But it's those other health benefits that people also get excited about, the energy, the digestion. I mean, there's just so many things. So as a little bit of a learn, pay attention, because Peter and Bruce, there's more excitement over the other health benefits than just the weight loss. So, I mean, that's a huge point. But let's sort of get into it. So I know Peter said Bruce sort of twisted your guys' arms. You agreed to try the product. You guys had great results. And then very quickly, you shot up to 2 stars. So you want to tell me about your guys' initial journey and how long it took you to hit 2-star.
Yeah, absolutely. So, after trying the product, it was about 4 months later where Bruce Donachy gave us a call and he said, you know, Pete, you really need to take a proper look at this business. And I kind of laughed at him as well because I was still so skeptical. And I sort of said, okay, well, how much are you actually making? And he said, Pete, we just made $14,000 this month, and they were 4 months into the business. And that's where I was shocked, and I didn't know what to say, but I knew 100% that, okay, well, this is definitely something worth looking into. You know, because if he can do that, you know, in his spare time, that was exactly what we were both looking for. And it just so happened that there was an ICU University a couple of weeks after that phone call. So I pretty much maxed out my credit card to go to that event, and I think Bruce did as well. Even though we were still skeptical, it was worth looking into, and I'll still remember to this day walking in with Bruce and Crystal, and I said, if there's music and dancing at this event, I'm walking out. and he just looked at me and smiled. And as soon as I walked in, there was music and dancing. I was like, oh, God. But it was so funny over the course of those 2 days, just seeing these incredible people that were everyday people but with incredible stories. That's when I really knew, like, it was the biggest penny drop moment of my life, where this was what I'd been searching for so long. And, you know, same with Bruce as well. So after that event, we just went for it. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing, and we definitely didn't take the advice that we should have, you know, from people like Bruce and Crystal, because we had that background in sales and business development. So we kind of said, all right, we're going to do this our way.
Yeah, you knew better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We know better than everyone else.
I think that's the whole gist of our story. Yeah. From the very beginning, Warren, Bruce came to us and said, I've got something of time freedom, you know, your own business to be healthy. You don't need money. You don't need a skill set.
Yeah.
And we said, no, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
It's something we've been looking for so long, and I think that carried on to when we decided to give it a crack and go for this, and we went hard at it. However, we still weren't willing to be coachable. We still weren't willing to follow a system. And we just thought, we've got the BD experience, the sales experience, world traveled. We can build relationships. And so we did it our way and had a real quick success at the beginning. But then things changed.
Yeah,
so your quick success, I understand, you literally went 2-star a silver circle, and you were a director at that point in literally 2 months. I mean, absolutely spectacular. At this point, I mean, clearly you're looking at Bruce going, we're the man. Like, we got it figured out. Like, watch us.
You've absolutely nailed it on the head.
A few high fives getting around
there. We thought we were the top dogs, and we learned very quickly the mistakes that we have made. But, yeah, we went 2-star director in 8 weeks. And the biggest mistake that we made, and, you know, you see a lot of people make it, is they'll get, you know, close to executive or a certain star rank, and then, you know, you'll take your foot off the accelerator because you just think that momentum is really going to stay there. And what actually happened was we went up to 8 consultants shortly after, and then over November, December, January of that year, we dropped back down to 0 consultants. And so we really had to start from scratch again and kind of rebuild it all over again. So that was a very, very big lesson that we learned. We definitely realized at that point that we needed to take advice from the people that had already, you know, had the success that we wanted.
Wow, guys, this is huge. I just really want to let it sink in for our listeners, because, I mean, there's going to be 2,000 to 4,000 people listening to this podcast, and I really want that to land, the fact that one of the key points that triggered you when you went to that university was that you saw everyday people just getting incredible results physically and financially, and it caused you guys to really go, okay, let's give this a crack. And that happens over and over again, guys. That's why it's so important. When there's a university coming up, you want to get your people there. I mean, because they could be the next Peter and Bruce. I mean, that's the reality. So, I mean, huge point there. Then realizing that they got going, they had tremendous success. 2-star in 8 weeks is absolutely crushing it. But then reality set in, and you heard them. They dropped back to 0 consultants. Their business plateaued. And let's fast forward now. It's literally, they've been in 18 months. So first 2 months, they get to 2-star, it's just in the last 60 days where they've gone from 2-star to 4-star. And that's really what this call is all about, breaking through plateaus and what it takes. And I think you hit it there. I think it was Bruce that mentioned the fact that you realized that you needed to be coachable. And one of these coachable process that you went through is you actually started working on yourself as far as mindset and some things like that. Can you expand upon that sort of, like, I guess, call it realization, awakening, however you want to verbalize it, but you realized that you needed to start to do some work first and foremost on yourself?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, that was the thing. Like, we were always in the game. You know, we would be going to the events. We'd be, you know, putting in the action. But one of the biggest things was we kind of kept jumping in the deep end and then getting out of the pool. Like, so we kept going in and out of the business in terms of, you know, all-out action. So that's really what, you know, slowed down our momentum for such a long period of time. And, you know, at the end of the day, we kind of had the necessary skills. We knew what we needed to do, but it really was our mindset at the end of the day that was letting us down. And so we started a life coaching program, and this is where it kind of really shifted everything for us, not only in our business, but just our day-to-day life. And really two of the big things that we took out of that life coaching program was meditation and gratitude. And for me, it's not something that I never really thought that I would get into. I always thought it was a little bit, you know, a little bit alternative and woo-woo.
A little bit of hocus pocus.
Yeah,
now, I've
got to
ask you this question because my wife actually meditates. And let me tell you, some of the stuff that comes to her is, it's just almost mind-boggling. Like she's tapped into something. But for some of the listeners, and me included, I mean, okay, how the heck do you guys meditate? Like, I mean, do you just sit on the floor cross-legged, or are you just trying to be quiet, listening to some music? Just explain to us in a real simplistic way, I mean, how do you guys meditate? Because, I mean, that's something that a lot of us should learn how to do.
Yeah, look, the beautiful thing is with technology, there are so many apps. And so you don't need to just like sit there and wonder what you're going to do. There's an app you can download called One Giant Mind. There's plenty of apps out there, and really what that does is it provides you with the coaching of what to do, and it's really simple. You know, you're sitting there for 15 to 20 minutes, obviously eyes closed, and you're just breathing normally, but you're also humming a mantra, I think they call it. But it's very, very simple. But what happens is, for me, meditation is all about changing the internal energy, you know, because we all do all this personal development and training and skill set stuff with the business, but if you don't have the right internal energy and flow, it's going to be really hard for you to, you know, put that into action properly. And so that's what the biggest change was. After doing one meditation, I noticed things like mental clarity, you know, alertness. I was happier. My energy had shifted. And then as a result of that, things started becoming easier. Conversations started becoming better. And it really for me was the missing link in everything that we were doing.
Okay, so there's that one step, meditation, and then you said gratitude. Do you want to expand upon that?
Yeah, sure. So gratitude, again, for me, it was just a simple change, but I only really started doing it really in that 2 weeks where we were running for 3 stars and then obviously 4 stars. And it's just really being grateful for what you have and not being disappointed by what you don't have. And for us, that was such a big thing. We were always so frustrated that we hadn't rank advanced, that we hadn't, you know, enrolled this many people, we hadn't done this. And that was showing up in our daily actions. And then by doing the gratitudes of what you're grateful for, you know, but also the things that you actually want. So being grateful for the things that you want in the future, but pretending that you've actually already received them. And it really puts you in line with what you need to do to achieve those goals.
I think also quickly, Warren, with the meditation side, it was huge for me. It was massive. And I treat it as a reset of my brain, I guess you could say. And the biggest byproduct of doing it is becoming present, not just with yourself, but also with other people. And for me, obviously, this is a relationship business, and being present with someone is so, so important. And I noticed as soon as I'd finish meditation and go into it, could be connecting with someone on a Facebook chat, could be on the phone, or could be leaving a voice message or whatever it is, but I was more present. And so I had a lot better response from the people I was actually connecting with after doing my meditation.
Nice. So, guys, you heard the app, One Giant Mind. I guess both of you are recommending you download it and just check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, sort of moving on, because you guys had a mind shift. You ended up at Celebration. There was some shifts taking place, and then you were willing to sort of get into massive action. But do you want to talk about the things that you guys put into place that allowed you to have that recreate momentum in your organization? Because again, you were flatlining for what, almost 15 months, and then all of a sudden, boom, you went from 2-star to four star, which, I mean, you're talking about going from, I mean, hey, two star, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a decent around 60, 70,000 a year to all of a sudden jumping up to almost a multiple six figure income, which is massive. So can you guys like sort of expand upon that? Because I know Celebration, a university, there's a couple of things that sort of took place that sort of caused a chain of reaction that you guys did start putting things in place for recreating momentum on your team. Can you guys jump into that a bit?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously starting the life coaching program and then going to Celebrations, coming out of that, that's where we both realized, you know, let's just do a full reset. You know, let's start from scratch. Let's, you know, one of the biggest things we focused on was getting organized and planned every single day. You know, because before that, we would just, you know, sit down on our computer and we'd be like, all right, who are we going to speak to today? So we didn't really have a specific plan. So a lot of the learnings that we got from Celebrations was things like setting up your day either the night before or in the morning, having your weekly, your monthly, and your 90-day goals, as well as your vision board. You know, I'm staring at my vision board right now, and that took me a few hours to create that, but it's just, you know, every morning you have a look at it, and it just gets you excited for what you're doing on a daily basis, and it helps you push through those tougher times. Other things like focusing on one task at a time. For me, that's one of my biggest downfalls, is I'd start to do something, and then I'd get distracted by, you know, 10 other things, and I wouldn't actually get the one task done. So blocking out segments of time to complete a specific task. Other things, like, so important for us is really showing up, you know, showing up for everything. So the weekly team calls, showing up and supporting your team, you know, with three-way calls or training calls or whatever they need, to ensuring that they've got every bit of support possible. And, you know, really going to the events, the way that I see it is if you're not showing up to everything, how can you possibly expect your team to show up? And you see it all the time, like with people that are kind of just getting started and they're starting to have, you know, a few people that are interested in sharing. But I see if they're not showing up, 100% their people aren't showing up.
Well, yeah, you guys are leading by example, and that's what great leaders do. I mean, first and foremost, you got to lead yourself before you can lead a team. So you're absolutely right. You got to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Celebrations for us was such an amazing celebration this year, and one thing that hit us both was six. Besides yourself, Warren, of course, you were bloody fantastic. With Susan Sly and talking about treating this as a business and not just working for yourself. And that sort of, I remember actually Pete and I looked at ourselves and went, wow, that's really heavy. That really means a lot, and we can recognise that. And we sort of put it into the perspective of, you know, if we were getting paid a multiple six-figure income from an employer and we were in a business, what would that employee or that boss or that CEO expect from us on a daily basis? And we went, shit, you know what, I don't think we're worthy of that right now and what we're doing in our day-to-day business. So we, like Pete said, we just reset everything, started from scratch and treated like this was like a business. We cleaned up the scatter in our apartment in our heads and just went to town. And it also, I guess, in massive action, it means making some sacrifices as well. Last year, I did a trip across a charity and wine trip in Europe, which I was over there for 5 months. And that was a setback in our business. And I think that even things like out down to the beach with friends on the weekend sometimes or drinks out on a weeknight, things like that have to stop if you want to hit a goal that you've set yourself, and you're only letting yourself down if you sort of put that to the side. So we were quite serious when we set these goals and we just went for it. And including that mindset with everything you're doing goes such a long way. Even your energy, I mean, I send a lot of Facebook messages and voice messages, but I wouldn't be doing it when I was sort of, you know, in bed or half asleep, or, you know, at the end of the night, I'd make sure I was present and awake. I'd be doing it after I got home from the gym, so I was, you know, full of energy and excitement. So that posture of my voice was presented in the voice message to the people receiving it, and So I think it was just going 100% all the way through that day.
Love it. Now, the other thing that you guys mentioned too, because initially it was all about that you guys knew better. You have years of sales experience. We'll show you. Well, you did initially, but then the wheels sort of fell off and you just plateaued. Now, of course, corrected, which is fantastic. So a couple of things. I know all of a sudden there was a massive shift that you were willing to be coachable. And in being coachable, you started to use systems that were already developed by people that are getting success rather than reinventing the wheel. And I think that is absolutely massive, because you can have successful people from the real estate industry. You can have successful people from the restaurant industry. You can have successful people from you name it. But this is a different industry. Yes, some of the skill set, developing your skills as a telemarketer, being able to have conversations with people. Developing sales and marketing programs and business development in the training world, right, for gyms. Again, your communication skills were there. But again, you had to adapt them to what works in this industry. So you want to talk a little bit about the systems and really that coachable piece, because it certainly has played a huge role in recreating momentum in your organization.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, Warren, like probably the biggest skill set shift that changed after Celebration, we had been doing the business for about 14 months by that point, and not once have we done a three-way call. You know, even though we had heard it so many times from so many top leaders how valuable three-way calls were, one of the reasons why we weren't doing them is because, one, we weren't coachable, and two, because we thought we didn't need them. You know, we thought that we didn't need it because we had the sales skills. And so what that led to was, for that 14 months, we were very capable of being really good enrollers. But then we realized that you can't just enroll people and expect to build a massive business. And so as soon as we started doing three-way calls, that's when the penny dropped that this was really going to be pretty much one of our key focuses in building this business. Because, yes, whilst we had the skill set to enroll people, the vast majority of people that come into this business don't have that sort of background and do kind of find it a little bit harder, especially in the early days, to enroll people. So that's when we realized that the power of these three-way calls wasn't about our, you know, inability to do an enrollment, but it was about connecting, you know, those people to the third party and the power of that, and allowing, you know, all of our new team members to realize how easy this can be. So what we do, you know, as soon as someone's ready to start sharing, you know, we'll tell them just this is the very basic step to go through. So if someone's interested, you share your story, you share your excitement, you know, based on where you're at. And if they start asking questions and wanting more information, all you need to do is say, hey, I've only just started, but what I can do is introduce you to my friend Peter or my friend Bruce. They've been doing this for a lot longer than I have, and they can probably explain it a lot better than me, and I just want to make sure you get all the right information. When are you free to have a chat?
Whoa, guys, that is so huge, so huge. And that becomes duplicatable. It really does, because you think about it, Bruce, you meet Mark or Nancy, let's say Nancy, and you share your story, you share your excitement, which is what we're supposed to do. And then when she started asking questions, you're getting her on to a three-way call. Now, you don't call it a three-way call. You're just introducing her to Peter so that, like, Peter knows more about this. Even though you guys started at the same time, Nancy doesn't know that. But what happens is now Peter answers Nancy's questions. And what goes on in Nancy's mind, she's going, what the heck did Bruce do? Like, he shared his stories. He dropped like 7 kg, all this energy, sleeping well, got it. I'm excited about that. I started asking him questions, and then he introduced me to this Peter guy who answered all my questions. Heck, I can do this. And that, when that starts duplicating in your organization, which it clearly has, that's the magic, guys. When your team starts becoming duplicatable and they're doing what you're doing, I mean, look out. And clearly, because you laid the foundation, all of a sudden, 60 days, you went from 2-star to 4-star. I mean, it is working. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, like, because as soon as we started doing that, you know, it took a little while to see the momentum and to see that duplicate. But now what we see is not only, you know, our new associates are setting up three-way calls, or it might be three-way Facebook chats as well. They're just as effective because it means that people can leverage our time. You know, we're both doing this full-time, and most of our associates that are building this business, you know, have their full-time jobs. So they're setting up these three-way conversations at night so then they can go to work, and we're in the background having the conversation with their prospects. And so what's happened is, you know, we've sort of been doing that with pretty much everyone for the last 14 weeks. And not only those guys are setting them up, but their team is setting them up and their team is starting to set them up. And so what it's done is it's multiplied the amount of conversations that are happening in our business.
Yeah.
And that's been just the most exciting thing to watch, because once they've done, you know, 5 three-way conversations with us, they're going to start to feel confident to then do that with their team as well.
And this was only possible by being coachable.
Yeah.
I think this was the biggest thing for us, Warren, was we weren't coachable, and it took us this long to become present and coachable. And I think, like you said, everything duplicates in this business. So if your business isn't growing, it's just directly proportionate to how you're running it. And the big thing for us from the beginning that held us back was, yes, we had some sales skills and BD skills, but we didn't know how to run a professional network marketing business. And we had to adapt and change to that. And that big ugly word, ego, that was definitely in front of both of us. We had egos, and we had to sort of take a step back and adjust and work out, okay, this isn't working, let's ask for help, let's follow the systems and see if we can take a different approach. And everything started duplicating as soon as we did that. And I think now we've become, I have to realise that being coached isn't just, you know, listening to your enrolling sponsor or your leader, but it could be going to an event, it could be getting on a three-way yourself, it could be going to a launch party or supporting, just showing up. That being my opinion, coachable, and you'll start growing very quickly.
Wow. Wow. I mean, so powerful. What I love about this industry, it's not complicated. I'm sure when you were working, Bruce, in the wine industry and that, I mean, the stuff about the bricks in the wine, and yes, there are bricks in wine, guys. You'll have to talk to Bruce about that. But, I mean, there's so much that you need to know about wine. I mean, truly, this industry is very almost simplistic. However, most of us, me included, initially when you start, we try to make it complicated because it's truly too easy. I mean, think about what they're saying. Bruce and Peter are saying you get people interested. You share your story and your excitement about what's going on. Then you transition them into a three-way call. Let somebody else be the expert. How complicated is that? I mean, it isn't. I mean, guys, this call has been invaluable. You guys are sharing so much tremendous information, and I just love the way you're articulating it, because a lot of times, it doesn't matter if I'm interviewing Jackson Parr or I'm interviewing Lynn Hagedorn, Michael Klaus, Jen and Jono. It doesn't matter who you're interviewing, Susan Sly. What happens is we all say the same thing in different language. And some of our listeners are going to absolutely catch what you're putting down. And I honestly know for a fact that you guys are going to have a huge impact, not just in your organization, but in the entire Take Action team. And I absolutely want to thank you guys for your time this evening, because it's been one killer call. Any final words from that you guys would like to share with? I know we have other two stars out there or one stars, and they're going like, you know what? This sounds so good. I want to do it. What would you be saying to me if I was one star, plateaued, and I want to get my business going? Final words from Ichi, just some encouragement to move forward.
I'd say go see Warren Lance live, and definitely David Woods as well. Get to your events. They can fast-track everything.
Yeah. And I'd say as well, one of the key things is working with key people in your team that are running for it, you know, so aligning your goals with theirs and setting up their daily, weekly actions that are in line with yours as well, so that everyone hits their rank. And you can't do this by yourself. You know, supporting those people that are really going for it, that is what will help you to rank advance.
Wow, fantastic. Well, for those listeners that want team members to hear this recording, there's a couple of ways you're going to be able to get it. It'll be posted up tomorrow. You can go to www.takeactionteam.com, and you can actually subscribe to our team email, so you'll find out who's coming on, and the recordings will get sent out to you. The other way is you can download on your phone Podomatic, and through there you can follow the Take Action team, and you'll automatically get these calls sent out to you. So those are the two ways, either through Podomatic and then follow Take Action Team, or just go to takeactionteam.com and you're able to subscribe to the email and get these recordings. Because I guarantee you, this is one call that people are going to want to listen to again. So Peter, Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Have an absolute amazing week. And you know what? I may surprise you. I think I'm going to be blasting down to Australia again sooner than later. And it's just so much fun down there. So, guys, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you down under.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, you guys.
Bye.